The man who recorded win number 300 in his career last night in the 7-1 victory over the Sharks. Pekka Rinne is online. Pekka, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, and congratulations on quite a milestone last night. And man, what a way to go out, right? Or to get 300, to have a game like that play out in front of the home crowd.
Yeah, that was. Thank you very much. That was unbelievable. 7-1 win in a game like that. That was pretty cool.
You talked about you knew your team was actively. I tried to get it out of Colton Sissons in post game, but he wasn't really willing to go down that road of, look, how much we all know how much this team, what they think of you and how much they respect you. And but they knew what was on the line. I mean, this was a story that was out there. It's not like it was just another game. How cool was it to know that your teammates were taking a little bit different approach because of what it was at stake last night against the Sharks for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think some of the guys talked about it before the game, and I knew that it's something that everybody kind of wanted to get done for me, and that's a great. Obviously, that felt really good, but you could tell during the game, San Jose didn't get too many scoring chances. I thought we, even when the game was in the third, it was 5-1 and things like that. We didn't let off the gas. We kept going, kept playing, and that was great.
Yeah, you got certainly the cushion early on in the third with the Victor Arvidsson goal, and you could kind of see the air going out of the tires of San Jose for them. So
for sure.
How about for you having to do the interview with Kara Hammer on the ice right in the moment, right afterwards? Quite an emotional moment for you, for the fans. That was a really cool scene last night at Bridgestone Arena. Take us through it.
Well, I was surprised by my emotions. I thought that it just caught me off guard, how the crowd reacted, and just the sense of I felt so grateful, and I think in a moment like that, you take a look back and you think about things like where you came from and your family and all the teammates you've had and different teams you played for in your career, and I think it kind of caught me off by surprise, but it was obviously a great moment for me, and I was a little bit surprised by my emotions.
Do you remember the first ever win? Do you remember the game against the Blackhawks? I mean,
yeah, I do actually. I remember that really well. That's the one game I really remember. There's only a few games I really. I remember the first shutout I had. I think it was in Buffalo. There's only a few games that I really remember.
What do you remember about that first ever win back in 05? A lot's changed since then. My hair was darker. We probably had bigger phones. We were renting movies at Blockbuster Video. But what do you remember about that
night? A
lot
of things have changed. I just remember, getting the call the day before, getting here, the night prior to the game, and at the time, like you said, I was still sending a lot of emails to my friends and my family back home, so I would email my family that I'm playing, tomorrow my first NHL game, it was. I just remember the excitement, and then once things that I remember about the game. I think it was 5-3 against Chicago, and ended up winning. So obviously that was, that felt great, and I felt like I played a pretty good game, even though I was nervous. But it was a good start.
Isn't it crazy? Just think about that moment, Pekka. Many years later, being in an all-star game in Nashville, the team you play for in the city in front of the fans, playing in a Stanley Cup final, to winning game 300 last night, just everything that's kind of transpired throughout your career leading up to this point, with more work to do, we know, but from that moment to where we are today?
Yeah, for sure. I never once growing up, and even that moment when I played my first NHL game, even though that was a dream come true, I never thought that I would be, you know, where I am today. And it's been an amazing ride, and like you said, there's hopefully a lot more to come. And I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, holding my retirement speech or something. That's not the case. But yeah, obviously I'm very, very fortunate how things have turned out, and I've been putting in the work, but also I've been lucky at times. So I think you need both, and just feel extremely, extremely grateful for the organization and for the city of Nashville and, you know, our fans. I think, you know, the way they treat me, it's amazing. Like you saw last night, that's what really got me emotional.
Pekka, there was a moment, the clock was ticking down and the Predators had the puck and everybody was just kind of watching the last couple seconds tick off. And it looked like somebody said something to you. You were smiling at one of your teammates. How did they get your attention there?
At the end of the game?
Yeah, right as the final few seconds before the horn sounded.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was, I don't think Eki heard me. I tried to tell Eki, I'm like, hold on to the puck because I want the puck. And once the buzzer went off, he actually fired the puck to the other end. Luckily my boy Hughes, he skated down the ice and got the puck for me. So I was dying laughing. I'm like, thanks, Eki.
Good job by Yussi, though. They go get it there because you never know if somebody's just going to flip it up to a fan or something that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, Hughes was on top of that. That was awesome.
But you were nice enough to toss your stick to a fan. Yeah. So that guy, whoever got that thing, I'm sure he's, you know, trying to look at that. Where am I going to put this? I'm going to hang this up on my mantle or something. It was a lucky fan.
Well, I don't want to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't want to ruin that guy's morning coffee. But
you switched it out.
I swept the stick. I still have the one that I actually used in the game. I gave him a stick that I used in the warm-ups before that game.
Okay, so. still pretty good though. Still pretty good.
Yeah. It's still a real deal, but you know.
Well, Pekka, you mentioned putting in the work, and Chris Mason. I've learned a lot about goaltending as much as I can, having never, you know, played or anything like that. But he points out subtleties, and he did a. I'm not sure if you've seen this or not, but he did a little instructional video and some of these subtle things that you've been working on to even improve. I just think it's a really cool thing that at this stage of your career, you're still looking for ways to get better. And it looks like some of these little things are helping you.
Yeah. Thank you. I would like to talk about Mace. This entire show, he's such a tremendous guy, and he was mentor to me, and you know, he's such a great guy, like everybody knows. But yeah, that's true that I've been working on, you know, few things. Still, like you said, later parts in my career. But I just feel like those are such a crucial things that the game is changing and the game is becoming more, you know, faster and faster every year and more skill. And I feel like goalies too have to have change and evolve and have to be willing to make changes. And so, I mean, with the help of our goalie coach, Ben Vanderklok, and with the help of Hughes is a very modern goalie and he's a young kid. And even with the help of him, I've been able to kind of learn a few new things.
A few new tricks.
Yeah, new tricks. And been able to kind of adjust him to my game, and it's been working really well. And obviously, you know, those are some of the areas that I keep kind of hammering every single practice and kind of trying to put in the work so it kind of becomes your.
Was that hard for you at all, Pekka, to get to a point where you said, you know, I've been doing it this way and I've been pretty good, you know, doing it this way, but I've got to come to grips with this might even be a better way. How hard was that for you as a competitor?
Well, that's the biggest thing, because it's your instincts. It's how you learn to play, how you use it doing things. And when you're playing the game, you don't really have time to think about it too much. And so you gotta really work at it in practice and put in the hours. So it becomes this thing that you don't have to think about it. And at first, it kind of felt awkward and didn't feel like, you know, it came naturally. But after a while, it's just, you know, I don't have to think about those changes. And, you know, it kind of just, right now, it feels like it's part of my game and it feels natural.
Pekka Rinne is with us. And Pekka, a lot of people were looking back, and the Milwaukee Admirals sent out a little video of you when you were playing for them, and you told a great story. I had never heard this one before. I thought I knew all the stories about you, but apparently not. But tell us about your first year in Milwaukee. You said you didn't have a car. And so there were a couple of times where you actually had to jog to the practice rink?
I was my first year in Milwaukee. I was living with Kevin Klein and a guy called Paul Brown. And it was such a great decision for me to live with those guys. I didn't really speak English, and so it was good for me to kind of, you know, I had to talk all the time. But the thing was that I didn't have a car, so I would always you know, pick up a ride with Kevin or Paul Brown and go to the rink, but. You know, a lot of times, in the I was known for sleeping in. So a lot of mornings when I would wake up, there was nobody home, and I'm like, oh boy, I'm out of luck. So I would just head out the door and I would just run to the rink and just show up with the red face, and it was pretty funny. That actually happened quite a bit. But we lived close to the rink. It was only like 5 minutes by running. But
okay, so you weren't running a fantastic 5K to get to the rink, but it was still you were in trouble because you missed the ride, and now you're coming in there and everybody's going, "Where's Pekka?"
Yeah, exactly. I would still have to hustle and just get to the rink. But I only have nothing but the best memories from Milwaukee. That was so much fun.
Where's the puck going now that you see saved your bacon?
That's another save. We'll put that on the saves.
That counts. That counts. So where are you going to put the puck?
Well, our trainer, equipment guy, Pete Rogers, have the puck right now. He's going to do something with it, and he usually makes like a plaque or. Something like that. He always does such a great job with all that memorabilia.
Okay, so then you'll have to figure out where you want to put it when all that's done. Okay.
Well, I know that every single little thing that I have, I give it to my dad. He has my old room at my parents' house is full of my game jerseys, all the little things. All game pucks and sticks and you just name it, they have it.
That's awesome. Okay, so last thing, Sunday morning, you guys are creatures of habit. You know, you kind of in a routine, you do the same thing. And Sunday morning, you've got an 11 o'clock puck drop, which means what, pregame meal at 7? So this is going to be
like
a little.
That.
It's going to be a little bit different. How are you guys going to handle?
Based on what you just told us,
right.
You're not a morning person these days.
Pekka, you're going to have to get
up. You have to change the routine.
Are you going to change anything or what? How are you going to tackle this on Sunday?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous about that. I'm not your morning guy, but I'm still excited about that game. I think it's awesome when you have, you know, every once in a while you have a game like that, but for sure you have to do a little bit of planning starting from Saturday night, and you know, making sure you get enough sleep and getting up early and making sure you eat enough and things like that. But for sure, I gotta really plan on that, you know.